Today is the day that the latest version of President Trump's travel ban was set to take effect. Trump's third attempt to limit travel from certain countries, but it was stopped again, this time not by one, but two courts. Federal judges in Hawaii and Maryland blocked the order, at least temporarily. Travel Ban 3.0 is slightly different from the first two versions. This one targets certain people traveling from North Korea and Venezuela, for example, but it still focuses mostly on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries. And despite the courts pushing back, the restrictions are still affecting people with ties to the countries on the list.
I have friends and colleagues who had to cancel weddings, who had to figure out how they were going to be able to ever see their grandparents again.
Jamal Abdi is with the National Iranian American Council, and he previously worked as a congressional advisor.
For me personally, you know, I decided to work in government. I worked in Congress. And as Iranian Americans, when we do that, we actually make a sacrifice because that usually means that we can't go back to Iran. If we tried to go to Iran, we'd face tremendous uncertainty as to our own security. And so we do that with the assumption that we're working for a country that will allow our family members to visit us here. And now with what Trump is doing, we have no certainty that that is going to remain the case. And so for a lot of us, it's a question of, okay, do we need to meet in third countries in order to see our family members?
Third country. So explain how that might actually work.
Well, you know, I know of, for instance, a couple, an American and an Iranian, who got married, and they decided they needed to have their wedding in Mexico because the groom's family would not be able to come to a wedding in the United States. So they had the wedding in Mexico. The family was able to come. Now they're thinking about having kids, and they're wondering, you know, do we want to bring kids into this world where they won't even be able to meet their grandparents unless we travel abroad, which we can't really afford? So that's a scenario that many Iranian Americans are encountering on a daily basis.
Yeah, serious big life issues. What kinds of questions are you and your colleagues at the National Iranian American Council getting from friends and family in Iran about just the political and legal battles we've been seeing over this policy?
I mean, I think that the political situation in the U.S. is pretty shocking to a lot of people. But there are also a lot of practical questions from folks who are considering, you know, applying for a student visa to come to the United States to study.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering
what do they want to
know? If that's worthwhile. They want to know, okay, I've got my student visa. Am I still going to be able to come, or do I need to cancel and find some other arrangement? There are a lot of Iranian students here in the United States who, because the U.S. typically only issues single-entry visas, if they leave, they have to reapply for a visa. And so a lot of them are saying, we can't leave, but we also can't have our parents come here or our relatives come here to see us. And so they really feel like they're kind of trapped here as well. And then the last bucket is, you know, a lot of green card holders, whether they have plans to travel or are currently on travel, really have a sense of vulnerability because they know that in the past, green card holders have been blocked by these actions.
Not long after the first travel ban, I was walking through the MIT campus in Cambridge and saw through this window a seminar for foreign students about what to expect with these bans and what to expect next. How hard is it for people to keep abreast of all of the things going on and the updates and the challenges to these bans?
It's impossible. It's impossible for just regular people who are not doing this 24/7 to actually know how this works and what their rights are. And even when we know what the policy says, we know how the law is supposed to operate, it's really hard to provide any degree of certainty to people because we just don't know what may happen at the border and how these types of orders and policies are actually being enforced. So there's just uncertainty and vulnerability all across the board.
Jamal, do you have any reason to think that the confusion is part of the Trump strategy on migration issues?
Well, I think that may indeed be the intent. They may have well known that this was not going to pass muster. And my fear is that this is sort of the status quo and that the administration is actually fine with it, that they have actually achieved what they intended to do, which was drive down travel from these particular mostly Muslim majority countries. If the status quo continues and, you know, if this never does get resolved, then I think you are going to continue to see a precipitous drop in visas issued to these countries, which we've already seen over the course of the past year, even as the bans have largely been suspended due to the courts.
Jamal Abdi with the National Iranian American Council. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.